Hello folks, good to have you with us for another short devotional message from God's Word. Just in the kitchen here in our church in Lisburn, and you'll notice over my right shoulder a couple of geysers. A couple of geysers here in the church behind me. I'm sure some of you know what a geyser is. I suppose in many ways it depends on what part of the world you live in. If you live in certain parts of England, the geyser is the guy who works down at the market, maybe a bit shifty, selling wares that are questionable, maybe that have fallen off the back of a bus. And I'd say that guy's a bit of a geyser. And then there's these types of geyser here. Hot water goes through them and there's a spout at the bottom, and they're used for hot water, for filling up kettles and different things. We call them geysers. Maybe you've got a geyser in the boiler room of your house, or a small geyser underneath the sink. But a geyser is also a hot spring. And many parts of the world, Iceland and Alaska, places like that, you'll find different types of geyser. And in Yellowstone National Park, there's a geyser that is known as Old Faithful. They call it Old Faithful for the simple reason that every single day, at certain times, periodically, systematically, consistently, during the day, that geyser will let off its steam and shoot some hot water high up into the air. They call it Old Faithful. It's not the largest geyser in the park. It's not the most beautiful geyser in the park. But Old Faithful is called Old Faithful because it's the most dependable, and it's the one that you can count upon if you want to see a little bit of a spray. You can go and see Old Geyser at certain given times, and yes, there it will be, and it will shoot up its steam and hot water into the air. They simply call it Old Faithful because it's dependable. And the Word of God exhorts the child of God, the Christian, to faithfulness. Many Christians have got great ability. Many Christians have got great intellect. Many Christians have got great influence. Many Christians have got great substance whereby they can support the work of God. And yet, how many Christians can be described as being truly faithful? Can I ask you, are you a faithful Christian? Can people look at you and say, well, there's a Christian who's faithful. They're faithful in their attendance in the Lord's house. They don't forsake the assembling of themselves together. They're faithful in the place of prayer. They're faithful in witnessing. They're faithful at the Lord's table. They're dependable. If there's something on, you can depend upon them. You know that they will be there, and you know that they're faithful. And the Word of God exhorts us to faithfulness. Dear friends, can I just make the statement, faithfulness is not legalism. Obedience is not legalism. Faithfulness and obedience are just simple symptoms of salvation. I believe that Bible salvation produces obedience and faithfulness in a person's life. Do you remember the people that were converted on the day of Pentecost? Do you remember what the Bible says at the end of Acts chapter 2? It says they continued steadfastly. That means faithfully, consistently, obediently. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, breaking bread, and in prayers. They were faithful. And there's a little church in the Bible, the church at Smyrna. You read about it in Revelation chapter 2. And in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to that church. They were going through so much trial and difficulty and tribulation. And the Saviour encouraged them and said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Just be faithful. Continue on being faithful. People might despise you, they might mock, they might scoff, they might scorn. That's the type of days, unfortunately, that we're living in. But the Lord wants people who are faithful. Because it's only those who are faithful will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Thou hast been faithful in that which is least, or thou hast been faithful in a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Now, Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. He does not lie, and he will not call us good and faithful if we haven't been good or faithful. So I want to encourage you, just be like Old Faithful, that geyser in Yellowstone National Park. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. And may the Lord encourage us and help us to be faithful in these days whenever so many seem to be falling away. God bless you, folks. We'll see you again very soon.